Here's the weekend news for Representative Antonio Delgado, Democrat from Rhinebeck in the 19th Congressional District. For WGXC and WOOC, I'm Tom Rowe from WGXC, and the website 538.com reports this week that so far Delgado votes with Donald Trump's positions 0% of the time. This week, Delgado voted on January 15th for funding the federal government through February 1st without money for a border wall, which passed 237 to 187. He also voted January 16th for providing disaster relief money and funding for the government through February 8th without money for a border wall, which passed 237 to 187. And on January 17th, he voted for disapproving of the Trump administration's plan to lift sanctions on three Russian companies, which passed 362 to 53.
Ryan Hubert reports for the Daily Freeman that Representative Antonio Delgado, the Democrat of Rhinebeck, opened his first district office in Kingston January 12. The storefront at 256 Clinton Avenue was packed with area residents, campaign volunteers, and local officials, and at least one movie star. Delgado, mentioning he proposed to his wife, Lacey Schwartz, in Kingston, said, and I quote, "Kingston is special in a lot of ways," end quote. He added, and I quote, "This place for us is home on a lot of levels," end quote. Delgado has not announced when other offices will be opened or where. Representative John Faso, his predecessor, had Kinderhook and Delhi offices in addition to the one in Kingston. Delgado said, and I quote, "If you want to figure out how you can empower yourself, if you are a farmer and you are dealing with the trade policies of the administration and you want to get that subsidy and get some relief to get through that, you can come in here. If you're looking for help, Social Security, and you want to figure out how to get that, we're here to serve you," end quote. The day before, Delgado was in Columbia County holding a ceremonial swearing-in at the Hudson Opera House. On January 11th, Delgado introduced his first bill as a member of Congress, a measure that would provide the surviving spouse of a service-disabled veteran with federal contracting preference as a service-disabled veteran-owned small business with the Department of Veterans Affairs and Small Business Administration. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Sarah Tampton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Organizers are expecting thousands of men and women to participate in the third annual Women March On, Hudson, Saturday, January 19th. The marchers will step off from 7th Street Park and proceed down Warren Street to Promenade Hill. At the promenade, a rally will be led by numerous speakers, including U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado, Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood Executive Director Chili Hagan, Hudson Common Council Majority Leader Tiffany Garagia, and others. The event has been coordinated by Indivisible CD19 New York. Jani Ortiz, co-founder of Indivisible CD19 New York, said March On is not affiliated with the National Women's March. "One of the march's focal points will be access to affordable health care for all," Hagan said. She said, and I quote, "As a health care provider, we must stand up for our patients and continue to fight for their rights. We must all stand up for the rights of all people to access health care no matter what," end quote. Participants are being directed to the park at Basilica Hudson, where a shuttle will take them to 7th Street Park. Entertainment for the event will be provided by Hudson Dusters, Cassidy A. Mays, and Rick Warren and Marilyn Miller. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Lauren Dzinski at CNN asked Representative Antonio Delgado, the Democrat of Rhinebeck, just in his second week in office, about the government shutdown that's been going on for almost a month. Delgado said, and I quote, "It needs to come to an end. From farmers to business owners to federal employees in upstate, we're seeing the real consequences of the shutdown. It's incredibly irresponsible, especially considering it all comes down to playing politics over an antiquated solution to border security," end quote. He also continued his transparency pledge. He said, and I quote, "I will hold one town office in each of the 11 counties in my district within the first year in office," end quote. He also added an events calendar on his congressional website, though it is not listing his appearance January 19th at the Women's March On in Hudson. Delgado will announce a new regional office opening in Delhi soon. Read the full story at the CNN website. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado announced January 17th he will serve on the House Agricultural Committee as well as the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. The Rhinebeck Democrat said in a press release, and I quote, "From day one, I've said I want to focus on the priorities of our district, and these committee assignments will give me the ability to do that every day in Congress. As a member of these committees, I can advocate for key issues ranging from supporting our farmers to expanding rural broadband to improving our water infrastructure," end quote. The Transportation and Infrastructure Committee has jurisdiction over all transportation, including highways and bridges, and the national infrastructure, including water infrastructure and rural economic development. The Agricultural Committee has jurisdiction over the issues affecting farms and the environment, including crop insurance, rural agricultural development, and food assistance programs. Read the full story at delgado.house.gov.
At 2 p.m. Monday, January 21st, Delgado will hold his first town hall meeting in Postenkill. Members of the public can ask questions in a traditional town hall format there. Republicans and Democrats in this area, such as Chris Gibson and Scott Murphy before, held open town halls, but the last representative, John Faso, refused to hold open forums, holding just one public meeting with special rules limiting access. Quote, "Holding myself accountable to the people of our district and being accessible to them are some of my most important responsibilities as a congressman, and town halls are an essential part of that," unquote, said Delgado in a press release announcing the town hall event. Quote, "The shutdown has created urgency around the need to host a town hall sooner rather than later to give folks the forum to express their concerns in person and hear directly from me," unquote. The event is at the Postenkill Fire Department at 2 p.m. at 182 Main Street in Postenkill.